This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. One of former U.S. President Donald Trump's co-defendants in a wide-ranging election fraud case in Georgia, his name is Harrison Ford, is still behind bars on Friday after Trump and the 17 others charged in the case had reported to jail and posted bond. During the hearing, Fulton County Judge Emily Richardson says bond cannot be allowed.
Based on the open charge against you, there are grounds for bond to be denied at this point. So I'm going to go ahead and find that you are at risk to commit additional felonies and a potential risk to flee the jurisdiction.
In a separate case, he was arrested in Maryland in May and charged with assaulting FBI agents who tried to serve him with a subpoena, according to court records. As for Trump's historic mugshot posted by a Georgia courthouse on Thursday evening, it is being turned into T-shirts and shot glasses and mugs and posters and even bobblehead dolls and being bought by friends and foes alike. The party of Guatemala's losing presidential candidate Sandra Torres on Friday alleged vote fraud won by dark horse candidate Bernardo Arevalo. Arevalo, the son of a former reformist president, won the election Sunday with 58% of the vote against 37% won by Torres. She has yet to concede. More fallout in the battle between Israel's far-right national security minister Itamar Ben-Gvir and supermodel Bella Hadid. People protesting in front of his home after his comments about Palestinians were X'd out by Hadid. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defended Ben-Gvir's comments Friday night. This is VOA News. The Kremlin said on Friday that Western suggestions that Wagner mercenary boss Yevgeny Prigozhin had been killed on his orders in a plane crash were an absolute lie. It declined to confirm his death, citing the need to wait for test results. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah has the latest.
She retweeted or tweeted what he said, that his right to travel.
Speaking on Friday, Putin's spokesman Dmitry Peskov said allegations that Russia gave an order to kill him were a lie.
There is now a great deal of speculation surrounding this plane crash and the tragic deaths of the plane's passengers, including Yevgeny Prigozhin. Of course, in the West, all of this speculation is presented from a well-known angle. All of this is an absolute lie, and it is necessary to rely exclusively on facts when covering this issue.
Peskov declined to definitively confirm his death, citing the need to wait for test results.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah, Western intelligence preliminary analysis suggests the plane was brought down by an intentional explosion on board the plane. The Biden administration's goal of making electric vehicles half of all new auto sales by 2030 includes building a better EV charging infrastructure in the United States. So the administration has given the states $5 billion to help them build a better network of electric charging vehicle stations. VOA's Deanna Mitchell says Texas got the most of that money.
Austin energy strategist Cameron Freeberg says the Texas network will greatly increase EV use in a state with lots of open roads between cities.
You're going to see what we call DC fast chargers, where you can refuel in minutes as opposed to hours, strategically placed throughout the state of Texas. And so once that gets kind of input, it's going to be much easier to travel along those major corridors.
Tesla is setting the industry standard for EV charging and is now opening up their network by allowing other automakers to build adapters for Tesla charging stations. Ford was the first major automaker to jump on board in May. GM, Mercedes, Volvo, and Polestar soon followed. Dina Mitchell, VOA News, Austin, Texas.
The United States strongly condemned pervasive conflict-related sexual violence in Sudan, which credible sources, including victims, have attributed to paramilitary rapid support forces and their allied militias. I'm Scott Walterman.